Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode. There's five episodes left. Well, now four. I'm gonna end this season off with a bang. You know, I got a jam-packed show tonight. I got three ladies with me because tonight we're talking about raising kings. This is a boy mom episode. Shout out to all the boy moms out there tonight. This episode is about y'all. We're going to talk about all of that, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that good stuff. So y'all already know how I do it. When I bring guests on my platform, I allow them to introduce themselves and tell y'all all the good things about themselves and their podcast if they have one. So without further ado, ladies, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Crystal. I have Unapologetic Podcast. I just changed the name, by the way. I've been doing podcasts for about a year. A few breaks I took in between. However, I'm back up and running, and check me out as well. I have two children. I have a 15-year-old son and a 14-year-old girl. Travel nurse. You know, out here doing the single mom thing. So, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, of course, everybody knows that my name is Kwamea, but for those that can't pronounce it, you call me Q, Kwa, or either Queen. I am the founder, CEO, creator, and most importantly, the host of Pillow Talk with the Tea podcast, which is basically a podcast that's candid, unguarded, your truth. Again, keyword, your truth. Where we no longer sweeping it under the rug, and we're talking about that big ass pink elephant in the middle of the room.
Let's go.
Along with that, of course, I'm a serial entrepreneur with plenty of avenues of many things that I do.
All right, so my name is Rosie, the Haitian mama, host of Mama Life podcast, mom of three boys, Evan, three and four.
Three boys. Good God Almighty. I know you got to take... Do you have to take medication every night?
I'm in therapy, so...
Therapy is good for anything, okay? Therapy is good for anything.
Man, listen. So, I decided to do a show about boy moms because I felt like, you know, I have enough episodes talking about, like, my journey through fatherhood or whatnot. You know, I got the two episodes, Life of a Girl Dad, you know. So, you know, I meant to do this on Mother's Day this year, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get back to it. So I said, man, I gotta do an episode about boy moms. I'm gonna do an episode later on about mothers and daughters, you know, but that's in the works, man. I got a lot of stuff in the works, but tonight, y'all, like I said, it's all about raising kings.
So this is what I want to do. Since we are talking about raising kings, Crystal, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about your son.
Oh, okay. My son, he is 15. His name is Caden, by the way. He's very bashful, but since he started high school, he's been coming out of his shell, absolutely. He goes to a private school right now. It's new for him. So his scene has changed from public school to private school. So I'm noticing different things about him as well. He's in the engineering program. He plays basketball. He is, we're really, really close. I must say that me and my son are very, very close. He does not have his father in his life as much as he should. I'll say that. That's something we deal with as well.
And he good too. I seen a couple of his clips.
Yeah, he's
real good
out.
With the basketball. Yeah, cute.
Yes.
You got it. You got a big boy too, man. Tell us about your baby boy.
Yes, so my baby boy, he's two. He's 21 years old, about to be 22, January 26th. Go Aquarius. So his name is Faison, like Faison Love.
That's so a funny
mug. But yes, so he has a personality. If anybody know Aquarius, he has a big heart, loving heart, would give the shoes and clothes off his back for anybody. but he also don't tolerate the BS, you know, from anybody. Because, of course, he sees the blueprint and how I live my life where, listen, respect me. I'm gonna show you how to respect me. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you got to teach people how to respect you and how to treat you. So because that's how I live my motto of my life, and I do have standards and boundaries. He also took on that trait as well. Again, he's just a kid. He's a young man that basically, football player, and school. Right now, he decided to take the gap year. So right now he's working. He's in a working field at a hospital. So proud of him. But other than that, he could be a rock of a hard-headed, but that's my baby.
Play football. Crystal, your son play basketball. Q, yours play football. Man, that's amazing, man. Yeah. Now Rose, the Haitian mama with the three boys, the mama life.
Mamiana. Can
you tell us a little bit about each of your boys? Tell us their ages. Tell us a little bit about their personalities.
All right. So my first one is my 7-year-old. He plays soccer. He's very cautious. He's nice. He's very loving. My second boy goes through his own drum. He's 3. No, he just turned 4. And he just started pre-K. But he's very sweet, but he does do his own thing. Like, he's a Scorpio, so, you know.
Oh, man.
Scorpio, man. Woo!
So we got a soccer player, a football player, and a basketball player.
Yeah.
So listen, y'all, tonight's episode, I was watching this video on TikTok, man. Now, if you are a dedicated listener of my podcast, you should know that some of my episodes, I be playing videos or audios or whatever in the beginning of each episode. So I came across this one video and it kind of inspired this episode a little bit. So I'm going to get into the video.
We're not just raising sons. We're raising somebody's father, somebody's husband, a king. And teaching him the value of housework won't make him any less. Don't just love him. Raise him.
First of all, that was an amazing video, I should say. But anyway, ladies, I want y'all to sit back and think. I want y'all to sit back and think about what was the most challenging part about raising a boy. Because I know when I was growing up, I gave my mother a tremendously hard time. So, and I know for a fact that y'all got it hard at some point. It got difficult at one point. One point you felt like giving up, but you didn't. So when you sit back and really think about it, what was the hardest part about raising your son?
I would say the most challenging thing that I've dealt with raising my son these 15 years has been trying to teach him how to love properly and how to not get wrapped up into, I'll say, being a thug, if I could say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, just show him the difference between being who he is as a person and knowing that it's okay to love, be emotional, be sensitive to people, but also stand firm on what you believe in and holding your own without turning the wrong direction. So that's been the most challenging for me because, like I said, he doesn't have his father in his life. You know what I mean? Right. And so a lot of people say, you know, women can't raise men, but you absolutely can raise a man. You got to set the foundation. You got to set the tone. And that's been the most challenging part. And my son is very timid. Growing up, he was so shy. He never used to talk to people. I was nervous, you know. I didn't know, like, if he was going to be bullied because he was so quiet. And as he started getting older, I like this about him because I would rather my son be the way he is than out here, you know, doing things that I wouldn't be happy about. You know what I mean? That some 15-year-old boys are doing. And I'm proud to say that my son has not experienced a lot of things that other kids have. You know what I mean? So that's been the most challenging, is keeping him on that path. He could change next year and decide he want to take that path Absolutely, he could change in 2 years. But at the end of the day, right now, today, I am proud of who he is and everything that I've set for him, set in front of him, he's been doing. I can honestly say that.
So pretty much it's all about keeping him the same way.
Trying to keep him the same way.
Yeah. I was bad as hell when I was a kid, man. I used to get suspended all the time. Sad to say, I used to hit teachers, man. I used to always have something to say to my mother, but I never really said nothing out of line, out of pocket or nothing like that. But the way I was when I was young, people swore that I was going to be in the streets, go to jail, all that type of stuff growing up. But I mean, shit, all I do is work, go home, take care of my kids, and stay out the way. So I can understand. It's definitely what you're saying.
I'm going to definitely second that and agree with Crystal because that was definitely the most challenging. Basically, keeping our sons on the right path, like keeping Faison on the right path without, because it's easy to be influenced, especially this days and age, because now with these new millennials, it's about what's cool, what's popular, what's going to get me the most likes and followers. And if I don't do what they're doing, I'm going to be the outsider. You know what I'm saying? Or either the bullying or whatever, even though my son way too tall and too big to be bullied because he used to beat up bullies for bullying other children. But it just the fact of it was just that was the very most challenging thing, because knowing the fact we come from an inner city where it's easy to be initiated into gangs and to be, you know, into the wrong crowd. So I always, knowing the fact I was here before him, and I knew this city before he knew the city, and I knew the ins and outs of it, and even my uncles. And again, like Crystal said, that her dad, her son's father, not in in her son life, my son father is not 24/7 in his son life either. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I could be very, very sure, I'm blessed and highly most favored that he do have a community of men, well, great men that he could be able to model from, and that he has mentors of, you know, men that's in his life that he could be able to go to. Because again, I do agree with the fact is, they say we can't raise kings, but we've been doing it for how many years now? So on top of that, of course, on top of me raising an amazing, beautiful young king that I'm very proud to stand next to call my son, to be able to sit here and look at my son when I look at him and he be like, "Mom, what are you looking at?" I'm just taking it in because I'm proud of myself. Mm. But again, it was very, very challenging in regards to making sure he did not stray away and go into those things, because it's like you fear for that. You know what you put in store, you in storing into your child. You know what you're pouring into your child. You know what you're doing. You know the hard work and everything you're doing. But as soon as they go out this door, they could just easily lose that. So that was very, very much like the very challenging thing. And then the most deeper challenging thing is because he did stray away 6 years ago. But you know what? It was the most challenging thing because me and my son never been apart from that long from each other. And anybody that knows my story could probably go back. And if you don't, could go back and listen to my story on my podcast, season 2. but he did stray away for a moment. And in regards to that, honestly, it was a blessing in disguise, because now at 21 years old, that lesson became his blessing to the fact that he know not to do anymore.
Man, I know that's right. Another strong black woman, another strong black mother raising her king right, keeping him on the right path. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Rose, the Haitian mama, tell me what's the most challenging part about raising your 3 boys.
Okay, so the challenging part is teaching them how to control their emotions, because with boys, they get little anger spurts and they don't know how to express themselves. So what me and my husband are trying to do is just teach them how to tell us how they feel, instead of just getting angry for little things. We're trying to teach to tell us what's wrong and just express themselves,
like when they lose in a game or something that they playing.
Yes.
Hey, You want to know what's crazy? Hey, look, just on a more serious note, I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was a story that came out that a little boy, a little 10-year-old boy, had shot his mother because he was mad that he lost in the It's a story on Instagram, so y'all may come across it later. But a 10-year-old boy, he got mad that he lost in a game, and then he accidentally shot his mother or something. I don't know if it was a gun laying around or what, but he was mad because he was losing in some VR game that he was playing, and then he shot his mother. Maybe it was because she took it, or he was losing in a game or something like that.
I could believe that, because even if you take these kids' phone, it's like they're about to die. Like, the world just went to a whole epoch.
Yes,
because I remember one time taking my son's phone. I was like, yo, are you having a seizure?
Yeah.
Because what is going on right now? I mean, I never seen my son beg and plead and got on his knees and really fell out. I'm like, yo. And this kid was like 16 at the time.
But you know what? And I will say, though, I haven't experienced the meltdown about the phone. It's been my son's game at first. But that's what it was initially, the game, because I was never an electronic mom. And because he was my oldest, my experience with seeing kids with like phones and stuff at a young age, I wasn't that mom, that technology mom. So he didn't get his first phone till he was 10. Then it was like a little Walmart flip phone, right? And he had minutes on it. And he had to prove himself to me. He had to keep it for a year. And then on his 11th birthday, he would be able to get an upgrade to an Android if he was able to keep his minutes on his phone, not lose his phone, not break it, etc., right? So I haven't experienced that with the phone. But that PlayStation... That's a whole different story too. I'll go in there and cut it off. Cut it the fuck off. I don't care if you're mid game. I don't care if you want to restart. I will cut it off. I don't care.
I'm with you. Let me tell you one time I did. I went to the power box and I turned off the power in his room.
Mad. Not the power box. Cute.
I so did. Cause it this bitch wouldn't be on if I ain't paying it.
Exactly. Exactly. And another thing too, like, so as far as like the straying away, my son has not always been perfect. When he started middle school, you know that middle school age, Q? When your child reached that middle school age, it's like they don't know which way to go. You leaving elementary school with a kindergartner and everybody else, and you going into middle school was like, now you the underdog. Like, you know what I mean? You got to try to figure out life.
Yeah.
My son, he went to the same school from pre-K to fifth grade, and we relocated to Virginia. When we moved to Virginia, of course, you know, I felt bad because he was leaving all his friends. Everybody he knew, they thought they was going to middle school together, to a whole new group of friends in a whole new state. Nobody he doesn't know. So, of course, he going to try to fit in. Mm-hmm. He went to this school. He started hanging with these kids. Like, man, I was so pissed off at him because I know him. I know my son is too shy to be hanging with all these badass school kids. And I'm like, why the fuck these fucking teachers keep calling me? You just came to this school. They should not know you like this. They should know basketball season ain't start yet. That's when they need to be knowing you. I don't know what's going on, but you know what I did? What I did, and I promise to God, my son has not had any problems with school since sixth grade, okay? I went and I brought him a Target uniform. I got him a collar shirt, a black belt, and some khaki pants, and some Velcro black shoes from Walmart. And I made him wear that shit every fucking day to school. Every fucking day. And I made him wear a uniform. And I said, I guarantee you, you will sit in your fucking seat because you don't want nobody to see. And you ain't wearing no hoodie either. I told him, you are not wearing no hoodie. You're not wearing no jacket. Trying to hide that you're wearing this collar shirt every day. Or this, you know, the same. I got two, but you going to repeat them too. Because guess why does it matter? A uniform. If you go to the military, it's a uniform. If you go to work, it's a uniform. I made him wear that uniform. My son has not gotten in trouble since, I swear to God, on everything. That was it for him.
I love it.
That was it for him.
And see, that's what I be talking about. The challenges, like, y'all put out there that the fathers ain't around 24/7. And see, when I was young, man, I don't know about y'all, but when I was young, my mother used to have to leave work early all the time just to come up to the school because I was getting in trouble.
Ooh, that sound like my life. That sounds like one day.
Let me tell y'all a story. And she loved to tell this story to everybody. Like, I don't, maybe because it was one of, I don't know.
It was the most challenging.
Look, one day I tried to walk home from school. Right. I tried to walk home from school. Me, one of my male friends, and two females, right? We tried to walk home. So when we purposely missed the bus, and we said that we were gonna catch the activity bus, but we said F that. So we tried to walk home. We walked halfway home, and then when we got halfway, we turned all the way back and went back to the school. But from the time that the buses came to the school and the time that I, you know, walked halfway, turn around and go back, you know, I should have been home. So like, she was looking for me and she couldn't find me. So she, you know, called the school. They say, nah, the bus is gone, the activity bus is gone and all that. So she called the police and she like, my son ain't home. So the school called, when I said I turned around, went back to school, I went back to the school. The school called her. They said, yeah, we got your son up here. So, you know, she already hot because she was mad because I didn't come home and she didn't know where I was at. But when the school called her, said I was home, she like, all right, get his ass when I see him. So she came up to the school, man. While she walk in the school, walk in the office. In the office, mind you, still people in there. She come in there and she slapped the shit out of me in front of everybody.
I believe it.
I was like this. My face was stuck, man. My face was red as hell. And then when I went home, I think I was like 14. This was middle school. When I went home, she made me take off my stuff. She told me to lay down on the floor on my stomach. She said, hey, yo, she said, you know how Jesus was on the cross? She said, that's how I want you. I'm crying and shit. I'm like, oh, you know, lay down. Man, she put her foot on my lower back and pressed down on me. She had that belt, man. She put that belt so high in the air. And I ain't never seen a belt. I ain't never seen nothing come down so fast. She said, boom. Tore my ass up. Man, I was like, I can't even imagine. See that, and I was just about to ask one of y'all that. Cause I was about to say, have y'all ever had to like take time out of your day and go up to the school?
Yes, that was my son went to a charter school from fifth grade to eighth grade. Every school he went to, no matter what, if it was a charter or non-charter, trust and believe, they knew who I was. They knew that I was his mama. They knew Ms. B. So we come from the school age where, you know, our teachers was able to discipline us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no calling your mom. And calling your mom unless you got to be picked up, unless it's really that serious. Because I still got my teachers in my life. So it's like, there was rare few teachers in Team Academy. Shout out to Team Academy in New Jersey. And it was just the fact that I was like, they could be at a discipline. They could be at some discipline, but they would not want to do it, though. But I swear, it's like me going to my son's school was almost a full-time job. I swear, even to this day, my son will tell you, if he walk in this room right now, he will like, I still hear that. I still hear she telling me that. I had to leave my job all the time. you calling the school, calling me, the principal call. I told the school and everybody in the school, I said, listen, the next time y'all call me again and y'all don't handle it, I'm coming out and I'm about to curse y'all asses out. Because now you're affecting my money. I'm not about to do this all the time. So it was like a nonstop thing when it came to him. Like, but he stopped when he ended up getting, for some reason, like the mid of eighth grade. And I'm like, oh, so now you know how to calm down when you almost about to graduate?
Did you ever walk in there and slap him?
No, I walked and choked his ass up.
Damn.
Period.
Woo.
Period.
Man, I know and that's right.
I have went to the school when that incident occurred with my son. What I started doing is I didn't even give him a chance to call. I was popping up. I'm popping. You don't never. I will let him know. You never know when I'm going to show up at that school. The teachers already knew. I would send a little email. I'll be there today around this time, and I'll pop up. You know what I mean? Now with COVID and everything, it changed, but I still will pop up on both of my children right now. But with my son, I'm going to tell you right now, I would pop up at that school so much. I would just be peeking. But what would get me is them little nosy-ass kids that would be like, okay, your mama at the door. Like, sit your ass up. Your mama need to be at the door.
They used to look out for me.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm peeking at the door, and I'm like looking at them. And I'll come sit in the back of the classroom. Today, I'm a sixth grader. I do it with both of my kids. I'm a sixth grader today. I'm a seventh grader today. I'm okay. I work at night.
I got a question for Rose. So like, since your boys are younger, right? When you hear these stories about, you know, all this about their older boys, how do that make you feel about your boys? Like, are you telling yourself like, oh, I wish they would?
And she got three.
Jesus, I just want to avoid just going up to their school, but I know I don't have to worry about that, because if they do something, I know their dad would like rush to the school and just grab them by the shirt, you know, so I'm good.
You definitely gonna go up to that school.
I know.
You know, just expect that.
I said that, especially with my third one, because he's different. I know he's gonna be tough.
You said which one?
My third.
The youngest one, how old is he?
Yes, the youngest one. He's two, but he likes to hit a lot and just dump his foot. So I know he's gonna be different.
Let's just hope he ain't the one that got you coming up to that school.
No, he's gonna be the one.
Hey, but look, this is my next question for all of y'all, right? Especially for Crystal and Q, since y'all have the older boys, right? When it comes to the females, right? The girls, right? Here we go. Oh, come on, Crystal. Don't do that. Don't do that, Crystal. Come on, but look though, when it comes to the girls, right? Like, what are y'all installing in y'all sons when it comes to like a difficult woman? Like, what type of things are you teaching them when it comes to women that are possibly a difficult woman?
Ooh. Well, let me go first, since Crystal was going first a lot. Crystal got to take her drink. Clink, 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 clink. I would say basically when I'm installing into him, basically just to respect women. Respect women as if they, if it was your mother. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk down. Don't put your hands on a woman. Walk away from her. Because we do know, and you already know, you already know I say this many times on my show when I had a cop. These girls could be a little toxic and crazy, and they'll come and you know, want to agitate and, you know, be the instigator, even if you're walking away. But I just tell him, just keep walking away, just keep doing the right thing, because at the end of the day, you will go to jail. They won't, but some states, they taking both of you to jail. But I just tell him just to keep moving, keep it pushing, don't let nobody disrespect you. Treat that person, that young lady, as if it was me or your sister, or your little cousin, or whoever it is that's female in your family. And then for the toxic ones, again, just basically walk away, because if she not treating you the way that you're treating her, you shouldn't be with her. Not at all.
Man, that walking away.
It doesn't work all the time. It doesn't, because I have a story, but that's for a whole nother episode.
Hey, look, but no, I was about to say, walking away is very important, though. I was in a situation like that years ago. I think my oldest daughter is 11, so when she was, I don't even think she was one yet when I was in this situation. So me and her mother had a domestic violence call, I should say. I didn't like hit her or nothing like that, but I did, you know, I had to put some hands on her. I didn't slap her or nothing like that, but I had to restrain her, you know, put my hands on her like that, you know. But anyway, I said something that she didn't like. She decided to be all in my face, putting fingers and stuff like that in my face, right? I walked away. right? When I tried to walk away, she kept trying to come at me. Like, what can you do? This is why this question is important. Like, she kept coming at me. It was nothing that I could do but, like, you know, restrain her, you know, do whatever I had, you know, needed to do to get her up out my face, up off me and stuff. So what happened was, you know, she just kept poking at me and stuff. So, like, as a man, it's like you can walk away, but, like, some women, depending on how they raised and what they taught,
yeah,
they will keep coming at you.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I think,
and it don't, like, you, like, you, I don't condone ever hitting a woman, but if you have to, like, pin her down or something from hitting you and stuff, you gotta do what you gotta do, man, because you ain't no punching bag. You can't just sit there. You ain't supposed to sit there and just keep getting hit. I'm sorry. Like,
absolutely.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't want no woman being hit regardless of who she is. And I would never tell a man to hit a woman. I would never tell a man to hit a woman to get a woman off you. But use your strength in other ways. Pin her down. Get her off you. Hell, you can push her away and run. Shit, I don't care. You know,
I've seen a lot of those.
So look, the reason why I brought that story up was because that happened when me and my daughter's mother were dealing with each other. But later on in the years, we had a situation like that again. But this time, you want to know what I did? I made two phone calls. I called my mother and I said, "Ma, calm me down, because she over here doing this and blah blah blah." You know, she talking to me and stuff. And then you know what else? You know what other phone call I made? I called 911. Let me tell you why I called 911. I said, "Hey, I was telling them what was happening, and I said, yeah, we had a situation like this before, and last time I didn't get to do this, so now I'm calling y'all just so y'all can hear her in the background and da da da. Oh, I need you on record." I'm like, "Look, y'all hear this?" She, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting down on the couch. She's standing around, walking around. Hey, these days you gotta do whatever you gotta do as a man, because it's gonna be your word against hers. Once people start coming with pen and paper, man, what happened? Yeah, he punched me in the face. I ain't do nothing. I'm mad, and they automatically gonna see that I'm mad, and they're gonna say, "Oh, he probably guilty. Let's block his ass up." So that's what I feel like should be done. Any type of man or boy in a situation like that, call whoever you need to call, whether it's your mother, the police, or whoever had their ass on speakerphone, FaceTime. "Hey, look at me. I'm on the couch. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. I want you to see the whole thing. Prop that damn phone up if you have to." You know what I'm saying? So
my son girlfriend scared me. So as soon as he say my name, she like,
I love my son's current girlfriend. I really do. I love her. This is his one of the relationships that he is experiencing, you know, not experiencing, I guess, in high school and stuff like that, being in the 10th grade. He has had some previous that I've had to explain to him that this is not what you want, son. Okay. I've had to have that come to Jesus meeting with him, and his little heart was broke because he thought he was in love. You know what I mean? And you know that middle school love, he thought he was in love, honey. When I say his heart was broke, his heart was broke, because I said, I will take your phone. You, the only thing you won't be able to do is see her in school. That's mm-hmm. it. And I never tell my children, I will never pick their friends. I will never pick nobody that you date. But I'm going to give you advice. Yeah. But I will say, and I'm not going to, she might listen to this, and I feel so bad I'm about to even talk about it, but unfortunately, this is real life. You know what I'm saying? You got to be addressed. But he was in love with this one little girl, and unfortunately, they had some problems, and her mom was toxic. A little bit, I've seen the toxicity in her. She was a cool ass lady, dope, you know what I'm saying? But she was toxic. And her daughter was toxic as fuck. Like, calling my son at 5 a.m. in 7th grade, talking about you having a panic attack. I said, "Sis, my son is not a doctor. Call 911 with your mama. Why is you on? I'm waking up. He's 5 a.m. sitting on the side of the bed. It's such and such. She having a panic attack. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?" So, and then, like, his birthday party, he had a skating rink party. She didn't know my niece was my niece, and that was Kaden's cousin. She decided that when she saw them playing around, chasing each other and wrestling and stuff, she didn't know who it was, so she decided to have a panic attack at the birthday party. Mm. I cut Kaden. Done. Done. And if you don't stop it, I promise you, your life is over for now. You won't have to know. I explained to him like that part of my son has been, that's another challenging thing. Teaching him how to love, because Caden is so like soft and bashful. He's not soft, but he's like, he's so sweet. My son opens doors. Like, his current girlfriend's mom and dad love him because he opens the doors for his girlfriend. Me and my daughter don't touch any doors. We don't touch the door. If I beat him to the door, it's a give me that phone, because why I touch this door? I don't touch any doors. I promise you right now, I don't touch doors. Yeah. His girlfriend don't touch doors. He, you know what I'm saying? He's very nice to her, very sweet to her. The dad said she wasn't allowed to date till she was 18. But Caden, I taught him respect. He asked the dad, can he date her, before he started to date her. I have it on video. At her sweet 16.
That's so sweet.
I got it on video at her sweet 16 birthday party in November that just passed. Yeah. So
Did you ever teach him that? Or he did that?
I taught him that, but I taught him that by talking to him. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And showing him things. Whether he was going to do it or not, I wasn't sure. But it's like, now that I'm seeing it, I'm hearing from the parents like, oh, Caden, after the game, Caden opened her door. It's so sweet. I've never seen no young man do nothing like that. Like, and I've watched him open the door for her. You know what I'm saying? He wants to buy her flowers for homecoming this year. He did a scavenger hunt. Now, this I didn't teach him. I knew nothing about it. He did a scavenger hunt for her at the school to ask her to homecoming. He's very, I'm telling you, like, he's very, very sweet. And my biggest fear is him falling in love with somebody that takes advantage of him. Because mama gonna fight. And then he got a sister that don't play. His sister gonna wreck for him, because that one is me. My daughter is me all day. My son, no, but my daughter is me. So I would hope nobody comes into his life. I hope this little girl sticks around for the long run. They're in 10th grade. You know, sometimes that can go up to college. And stuff.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know. But if it doesn't, I'm hoping the toxic ones stay away. Because I don't, somebody will hurt Caden, because he's so sweet. My son is very, very sweet.
Heart. He has a big heart. And that's how my son is. And me and my son had a conversation too, because again, I don't try to pick my son girlfriends nor his friends. In the same way how many of us had to learn our lesson, bump our head, and be able to get the lesson from the mess, I end up doing that, because that's the way they learn. That's how they receive life experiences. But the thing is, I see Faison has such a big heart. He's such a giver. And I'd be like, yo, if this girl. But the thing is, even though I'm not fond of her, I can't tell him who to date, you know, at the end of the day. All I could do, like you said, Crystal, is just give him advice. Let him know when I even see something off and be like, yo, you missed that, but mommy see it. So you need to check on that and check that, you know. And then also let him know that your love and your heart is not less valuable than hers. So don't put her on the pedestal and don't think that yours don't belong on there, because a lot of women or men grow up be thinking like men and women up here and we down here. No, they deserve the flowers and the roses and the sweet romance and stuff too. So the same thing, when I seen him was giving her stuff for her birthday, and I was looking at her like, okay, so where his shit at? Cause we not doing that over here. Cause where the home he come from is that, you know, I got two partners. I run bubble baths and roses and petals and all that good stuff for my man the same way they do for me. We take turns with this stuff. So at the end of the day, you need to be doing that for him. Cause that's the household and the generation of people around him that he come from. And the whole door thing, I don't touch a knob. If I do touch a knob, he'll pop my hand.
Hey, she said, hey, where his shit at?
Yes, where his, because I literally had to talk to the young lady and I had to let her know, like, cool, yes, you are a queen. You are this. Even though I don't really find her again, I'm not that fond of her, but again, I can't choose her. He chose her, you know? So I'm like, but listen, what he's doing for you, you're supposed to give back and do for your gentleman. You know what I'm saying? So he's not going to go his way and his extended way to do this thing. On her birthday, he took her to the movies. He took her to go four things to the mall. So he took her shopping, into the movies, and they went out to eat.
Yeah.
So when it's his birthday, I'm looking like, so is like, again, like Crystal said, and his girlfriend name is Crystal. Crystal might hear this, but she know Miss B. She know Miss B. Don't bite her tongue. You know, but at the end of the day, she I was like, yo, you gotta do what you gotta do. So after that, she got the vibe.
I got one question for Rose. So about your boys being so young, how do you feel about these stories right now? Like, how do you feel about hearing all this? What are you gonna warn your sons about with these females as they get older?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to teach my sons how to open doors because I like preparing. Okay.
No, for real. Do it. For real. I started him young. Around your 7-year-old age, I started him young.
And I actually started my son at, actually, my grandfather started my son at 5 years old. God rest his soul. He started him very early because my grandparents are country.
How do y'all feel about the people who say a woman can't raise a man? Before y'all give y'all answers, right? I want y'all to think about this real quick. Now, they say a woman can't raise a man to be a man, but she can raise that man to, you know what I'm saying, like teach him priorities and other little things, how to treat women from your, you know, from your perspective or whatever. But how do y'all feel about those comments, though?
Okay, well, I feel that, you know, some things a man could teach, you know, a boy that women can't, like potty training, for instance. Like, you gotta, you know, teach them how to aim and stuff, or show them how to control their emotion.
Not the aim.
No, yes.
Hold on. Let me tell you why it's funny. Let me tell you, I'm going to just say that real quick about the going to the bathroom thing, okay? Like I told you, my son's father ain't shit. That nigga ain't around. So my kids grew up around my stepfather or whatever. And let me tell you, he always talked shit because he said, why is Caden 4 years old still sitting on a toilet like a girl? I had him sitting on the toilet because I didn't know how to teach him how to aim, right? So I'm not going to lie. I needed my brother and my, you know, their pop-up to come in and show him because I didn't know how to teach him without actually going in there and putting the hands on. You know what I'm saying? I had to do it a couple of times and show him, like, aim right there, that hole down there, you know? But and
put the that hole down there.
Hands. He had a problem. You know, little kids nasty. My son had a problem washing his hands at a young age. Like, yes, he had a problem washing his hands. Let me tell you how I got my son to wash his hands. And now, at 15, I never see him not wash his hands. He was, like, 5 years old, 5 or 6. He kept going in the bathroom, not washing his hands and leaving that toilet seat up. And I told him, I said, Caden,
seriously,
how would you feel if one of your little friends came out the bathroom and they had poop on their hands and came and said, hey, Caden, or touched him? And it's going, he was like, ew. I was like, well, if you don't wash your hands, how you know what's on your hands? And he's looking at me like,
you said, so wait a minute.
I have nothing on my hands. I said, but you don't know if your friends got nothing on his hands.
So wait a minute, you said 4 years old, he was still sitting on the...
He was 5 and 6. Yeah, he was, because, again, you know...
Yeah, we get it.
It was a process.
We get it. It was a process. We get it. Ain't no thing to that. But Q, how you feel about... I know Q, please take it easy on these men, Q. Take it easy on the men, Q. How you feel about that comment?
Oh, it's really
irritating. I gotta warn y'all about Q, because she'll let y'all have it, man.
It's really irritating, because at the end of the day, just even sitting here digesting that, even thinking about it even more, it takes both people to actually raise a child. Man, a boy or a girl, but we talking about boys, right? So since we talking about boy, let's stick with the boys, because of course, like they say, the man will sit there and teach them how to aim, how to be able to properly dap their penis, you know, and how to go to the bathroom or whatever the case may be. But also women, we could raise a king. We have parts of raising a king too, because we show them and teach them emotional intelligence. We show them how to love a woman. We also, we they passport to the fact of how to, you know, shiver that chick, you know, how to get to her heart. How what she may be thinking, because we was once that young lady age with whoever he may date. You know what I'm saying? So we teaching them the game of a lot of stuff as a mother. The only thing is, okay, but I can't sit there and say that women can't teach men how to aim, because I have many mothers in my family who have sons and friends who have did teach their son how to aim. You know, but there's a lot that need that foundation of that man. I'm just saying, like I say, I'm very grateful and blessed, you know, that I do had my grandfather and my uncles and male cousins to be able to say, oh, hey, Faye, let me do this, show you how to do this. But again, it takes both parents to pour in that equals to make that young man a king. So I hate that terminology. So was that a little light, brother? Was that light?
Hey, look. Yeah, that was a little light. You did a good job, man. You did a good job. I'm proud of you, because, you know, I know how you can be, man. So listen, this is the final question for y'all, right? For all.
I didn't answer the question.
You ain't answered. You did. You
no, said no.
You said he was sitting on a toilet at 4.
No, I was piggybacking off of Haitian mamita. Okay.
Oh, my bad, Crystal.
But I'll make it short and sweet. I do not agree with that comment, because I feel like at the end of the day, like I agree with Q. Women have a lot to do with raising a man when it comes to certain aspects of their lives. You know, I think one of the biggest things that I've taught my son is that he was born with two strikes against him. He's black and he's a male at the end of the day. Any other.
Say that again, Crystal.
Black and he's a male. I've been teaching him that since elementary school. You already got two strikes against you. So any way you move in this world, you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to dot your I's and cross your motherfucking T's. Because if not, the world... I talk to my kids like they adults. I don't baby them. I don't pat them on the back. Because at the end of the day, especially my son, I'm going to talk to you like they're going to talk to your ass in the street. Because if you can't handle me, the person that brought you into this world, that loves you, if you can't handle me, this world gonna eat you the fuck up.
Spit your ass out. Gonna
eat you the fuck up. So at the end of the day,
don't
tell me that a woman can't raise a man, because I'm telling you, I've instilled that shit into my son since elementary school, and his father ain't have shit to do with that. The man that my son is opening doors and doing all this shit that he's doing, I did that shit. I instilled all of that shit in him. And he's in an engineering program. He's been in advanced class in 6th grade. He's in 10th grade taking 11th grade classes. He's doing his shit in a private school, an all-black private school at that.
Come on. I did that shit.
You get what I'm saying? So a woman can raise a man, because I'm currently doing it, and that's all I
yes. know. Yes. Come on.
Give her her motherfucking roses.
That was short and sweet, but that was a motherfucking mic drop.
Give her her motherfucking roses, man. Hey, listen. Listen, man. That's amazing. That's amazing. Because it ain't really about throwing nothing in nobody's face, but it's like, damn, like, nigga, look at this shit. Like, you wasn't even around. Look at your son. Look at my hard work right there. Like, look what I did. And you think I'm about to cut you some slack, motherfucker?
And let me say this, because it's convenient that you even just made that statement. Because the so much work that women, single mothers, put into their raising their sons, into the prodigy and the product that they are, and they are amazing, educated, never been arrested, never got in trouble, know how to sit there, politely respect the young lady, that so the fact they are so well amazing that women, that young, my young ladies throw themselves at my son. But the thing is, for their father to want to come back up here and want to prince and show my son off, you ain't doing that. You're not going to. And then I may be getting a little personal, but the thing is, I know everybody probably experienced this though. Now you want to take them around your family and say, this is my son. No, this is your son, but this is my son.
Oh yeah, that definitely goes on every day, Q.
I did the work. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I'm just glad my son didn't fall for the trap, because he even said to his own father, "You're not about to prance me off to your family, because my mother been hit back, breaking her back and doing it herself." So
I know that made him feel some
listen,
kind of way.
So listen, this is what he said. So unfortunately, I got a date with my girlfriend and her family, because I already had plans prior to you coming up here that I didn't know you was about to come up here. So I need to go meet my my girlfriend family, because I already have dinner plans with them.
Y'all dropping some bombs over here, man. Hey, Rose, got a question for you specifically, right? So you married, you and hubby doing y'all thing, raising all three of the kids and whatnot. So this is my thing, right? So has your husband ever acted a way towards the kids and you thought that it was too aggressive? You was like, come on, man, come on, babe, you ain't had to do all that, you ain't had to say it like that. Like, has that ever happened? Do that happen often? Like,
probably all the time. But then I have to take a step back and realize that, you know, he's just doing his job and trying to, you know, teach them how to control themselves. And because sometimes they don't listen, so sometimes he has to get a little rough. But I have to learn to just, you know, get in the back seat and just
do you find yourself being a little bit too soft on them boys?
Yes.
Do you think you need to get a little strong with them, like especially that baby boy, he gonna give you a run for your money.
Truth is, my husband tells me that all the time. Like, I just need to get a little rough, because they're growing up, and the thing is, they're gonna be taking advantage of me. So I just need a.
Hey, look, man, look. I was raised by a mother that wasn't the most nurturing, but I know she loved me though. You know, she just had her own way of showing it, but she was a little hard. She was definitely hard on me. And one thing I will tell you, man. Once those boys see that you the softer one,
I know.
Woo, they gonna be playing you against him.
I'm seeing it now. So I do get a little rough sometimes, because yeah, I'm seeing it.
Well, no, you know, it's good that but the most important thing is, well, you know, that I heard about all of y'all with y'all sons, you know, they all had a you know, like an activity. They all was like doing something, you know. Crystal, your son play basketball. Q, your son play football. You said your son play soccer. So I guess it's good to keep them all involved in something to keep them away from them inquiring about what's in the streets. Like, what's going on in the streets that I want to, you know, I want to know what's going on over there. So keep them away from that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep them involved with anything. They're going to find their interest in something. You know, keep them in the house. Give them, put a video game in front of them or something. You know what I'm saying? Closing out, y'all. I want to thank y'all for coming over here, sharing all these stories about y'all boys, dropping all these gems or whatnot. But I do want y'all to not let these people forget about you. Tell them where to follow y'all. Tell them where they can find you. Throw out your social tags. Tell them about what you got coming up, all that good stuff. And we're going to start with Q, because Q, you're going to stop playing with me. Now, you're going to come out with another season, like, ASAP. Like, because I need you to...
Make me a guest.
Hey, Q. Absolutely. Hey, Q. I need you to... You know, every time you go missing, I come find you.
You do. You really do. My brother always checking on me.
You need to tell us what you got cooking.
Okay, so... Of course, this is your girl Q, Pillow Talk with the T podcast. Basically, currently season 1 to 4. You can find it on every podcast streaming platform, as well as all social media platforms. And video is on my YouTube channel. I do have cooking coming March 3rd, 2023, due to the fact of my brother. I am coming back, and I'm coming back strong. So absolutely. So not only that, but due to the fact that it's been extended of hiatus, it's because your girl has been back here doing, not only am I working in corporate America, but I'm also sitting here. I got a sex toy line coming out. I got a candle line coming out. I have my wine. So it's so much that I'm doing. And then the beginning of to the top of 2024, I have a home decor line coming out and a skincare. So I've been back here not playing no games.
Man, she ain't playing no games with y'all. I told y'all that's my sister, man. She ain't playing with y'all. Strong arm on y'all. Hey, Crystal.
Yeah, so by the way, Q, I do follow you on Instagram. By the way, I don't know if we follow each other, but I know I do follow you.
Okay, let me, girl. You know I'm gonna
I can be found on too. I can be found on Resilient Nurse, a Resilient Nurse or Unapologetically _ Crew on Instagram. I am on season 2. I've been moving a little slow with season 2. I'm not gonna lie, but my podcast. But you can check me out. I'm talking about self love, talking about personal things that I've experienced. I got real deep in my first season, so check it out. This second season is going to be a little bit more about just life and the things I'm experiencing, motherhood, you know, everything. It's going to be way different, sex and everything else. It's going to be a little bit explicit. I'm still working, but that's where you can find me. Yeah, that's about it. I mean,
man, let me tell y'all something about Crystal Podcast, man. She get deep, man. So
yes,
if you like, she get deep and she get personal. So if y'all really love to listen to the deep personal stuff, that's where you can find it. Go follow her ASAP.
Oh, yeah, check me out Anchor and Google Podcasts and Spotify. Yeah.
And what was that podcast?
The Unapologetic Crew. Yes, I'm about to send it to you. Well, you know what? I think I follow you. Let me go on.
Rose, I need you to remind the people of you, because Rose, let me tell y'all something about Rose page though. Rose be lit. Rose be trying to teach y'all dance moves every week. Or whatnot. So she be trying to. She be. I ain't even gonna lie. One day I saw one of her videos. She made me want to get up there and bust some moves or whatnot. I was like, nah, I'm gonna leave that to her. But go ahead, Rose. Tell everybody where they can find you at.
All right. So my podcast page is Mama Life. You can find my podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and I took a break for a little bit, but I'll be back.
And I'm sure it's gonna be fire. Sure it's gonna be fire. Be fire like these dance moves you got.
Man, she be fucking it up, okay?
You know what?
I should get the energy going out with three boys.
Don't make me bust out no dance moves, Rose. We're gonna have a dance battle. We're gonna have a dance battle one day, huh?
Oh, you wanna battle me? Cool.
We're gonna have a dance battle one day. I'm tired of you, Sainal. Hey, but nah, y'all already know where to find me, man. Do I even have to say it? Okay, let me say it, man. Look, Real Talk with Tim on Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Look, I'm all over the place. Real Talk with Tim on Instagram, RTWT Podcast on Twitter, Real Talk with Tim Podcast on TikTok, Real Talk with Tim on Snapchat. And for those of y'all that don't know about Good Pods, download the Good Pods app, search me up, Real Talk with Tim on there too. So go binge listen to all of my episodes, Life is a Girl Dad 1, Life is a Girl Dad 2, all that good stuff, Complications, Co-Parenting 1 and 2, and listen to all the episodes with me and Q, Toxic Men versus Toxic Women Part 2 with Uncle Dolomite and Miss Pretty, and you know. So yeah, man. Shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for joining. And catch me on the next one.